Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she found out her grandmother had died, but she got a phone call from her. But she got the phone call after she died.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown. Quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, that it is. 855-853-4802. The phone number, write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Get all the bonus stuff on Apple Podcasts on the premium channel right there or patreon.com/realghoststories. Tony and Todd, Juan the Butcher, with us on today's episode of the show. Haven't called you that in, I don't know, 20-some years?
Remember, I haven't thought about it in about 27 years.
Remember Juan the Butcher? We used to say that on the radio back in the day. I never knew what the hell that meant.
But I don't know either. There was a gal that we worked with. Her husband was also in radio.
Yeah.
And he used to always call me Juan. And then one day we were talking about Alice's boyfriend, okay, Sam the Butcher.
Okay.
From the Brady Bunch, and then all of a sudden it became Juan the Butcher. I have no idea.
There was carts, and carts are like what played music or background music, and it's like an 8-track. And you put it in, and you had carts labeled Juan in the studio. I remember that. It was like a yellow cart with Juan, and there was a music bed on it or something. But
I do remember a time that you and I think a gentleman by the name of Chris Kettner were on the air at the same time.
Yeah.
And I believe we were live. And I think somebody, and it may have been me, tried to be funny with your actual last name. Do you remember this?
I do remember this. Yeah, I do remember this. Yeah. And it got, and then I believe you kept trying to correct yourself, and it just kept getting worse.
Oh, I think we just went to commercials.
I think we did. Yes. That's great. And it's funny, I just saw Chris less than a year ago. He was in town and he called me up and he stopped by. I hadn't seen him since I was 18 or younger, I think, honestly. But yeah, I do remember that vividly when you bring that up. That was good. You would change my real last name quite frequently on the air. I think there was other times where you came close again on that. But that there was that one time where it really went. Today, you'd probably be fine.
It's possible. Yes, I would be fine.
It's possible. I had a dream the other night. I was on. Everybody talks about their weird, spooky dreams. I'm always dreaming I'm back in radio. And I'm either like angry at how bad it's gotten, and I'm kind of Gordon Ramsaying the radio station, where I'm like, what are you doing? And then I'm going through and I'm trying to fix things and make things like how they, you know, in my mind should be. Or I'm there and the CD players won't play or the computers won't work or something is going on. It's like the high school locker dream, except I'm always in a radio station and shit's not working.
And, yeah, and I talk to radio people all the time. They say the same thing. That is their scary dream of their life.
I think I'll always have it. It's, you know, because you come close. What's the worst you ever had where things weren't working, but it was like it was your fault? It wasn't necessarily the station got struck by lightning and everything went off the air. It was like you got locked out of the studio or something. Dead air, I think, is what I'm talking about.
So the real thing with me was, and this actually happened, my actual dream came true several weeks ago.
Oh, gosh.
Where I had to actually fill in as a producer on a show in a studio I'd never walked into before.
Oh.
I had no idea how the board was set up. I had no idea how the network worked. I really only knew what the clock was supposed to be like because I had it written down on after a phone call.
Yeah.
That was it. And I did not sleep all night the night before worrying about that morning.
How did it go?
I kicked, you know what? I just rocked it because I got it an hour early and I tested everything out before I went on the air. But yeah, I mean, that was the dream. Like I've done millions of shows probably. I've used tons of different equipment, but not this one. And I don't know how it's set up.
I had, I think we were off the air for like maybe 60 seconds. This was in Green Bay at a station called WIXX back in the day. We were in this old schoolhouse building and I worked on the weekends and we're playing literally CD to CD, meaning you have two CD players and you're pressing the button every time a song starts and stops. There's no computer that's just doing all this. And it's a little ways away to the bathroom. You usually have to go up or down a flight of stairs. And one side has a vending machine, the other side does not. I went out the vending machine side because I wanted to get a Nutty Bar between, you know, playing BB Mac or something. And then I get back and I realize, oh, crap, the door that I'm supposed to go back in through shut and locked. This one normally stayed unlocked. I'm like, and my keys are in the studio. So I run. You have to go back down the flight of stairs, go back up to the other side because there's another entrance to this level. If you go back around, and that one was locked, and music is counting down here, and I know I've very, very limited time. It was a tight race to begin with, and I get there, and I'm like banging on the door. Finally, somebody gets me in, and I run in, and like nobody. I got no calls, I got no hotline, like what happened or anything like that. But it was a nightmare. It was truly like a nightmare come true. And I think it's like, it was a traumatic thing that still lives with me to this day.
Tell me the truth. You walked in and you saw the CD, because when they counted down and they were done, the CD player would blink.
Yeah.
It would blink.
Yep.
Was it blinking when you walked in?
It was blinking. It was nothing on the air. Yeah. The blinking was going on. I had my stack of CDs next to it, so I just grabbed one and pressed play. But it was like, oh my God, what if there's nobody else that's in here? Luckily there was, but yeah, it was... Good times. Let's go to our ghost story. 855-853-4802 is our number. Hi.
Hi, this is Jessica Harrison calling from Phoenix, Arizona. Me and my partner, we are traveling through Southeast Asia, and your show is what keeps us going. We can't watch TV because it's in Thai, and we don't speak Thai. But we really love your show, and even when we were in Phoenix, it really helped me with my day-to-day commute, just getting to listen to all these people's stories. It also made me feel like I wasn't weird with the ghost experiences that I had. So I have a lot, but I'm going to tell you about a specific time that is one of my personal favorite ghost stories that happened to me. My grandma was my favorite person in the world when I was younger. I was probably like 7 or 8. My mom was in the military and my dad was a driver. And so I was left with my grandparents a lot. And so me and my grandma, we really bonded a lot, and even more so than probably my mom and her mom did. Just because grandparents, you know, they learn from their mistakes with their other kids, I suppose. But she was the mayor of our town, and like I even helped her like run for mayor and go door to door knocking on doors to get votes. And she was just this marvelous woman in our town. And so I really looked up to her. She guided me spiritually, and we just had a great bond. So she had cancer for many years. Like, they told her that she would live for like a year, and she ended up living for another like 4 or 5 years by switching to like a vegan alkaline diet. And so I didn't know that she had cancer still and that she was sick. And so towards the end of her life, my mom came home from the military on leave, and she was with my grandma, and I didn't know that at the time. And they sent us away to my other grandma's house, which is my dad's mom's house, for the summer, which wasn't weird at all because we went there every other summer. But this one particular time, I just did not want to go. I was just screaming and crying. I didn't want to go. I didn't want to do it. It was so difficult. They basically had to like shove me into the car to go. And every day, like, I wanted to call her and no one would let me. And, you know, back then we'd have cell phones or text or anything. You literally had to get on the phone and call. And I did try to sneak and call her a few times, but she was never around to answer the phone. And we're from the South, so if you're not in the house, you're outside. So I just figured maybe she wasn't in the house. So one day I was outside playing, and my grandma told me to come inside. And I remember this day because I had like this weird eerie feeling, which for some reason I always get this feeling. I even got the same feeling the day that my dad died. But it's just kind of like I don't know, you can't quite put your finger on it, but it seems surreal. And so my grandma called me into the house, and I got on the phone and she said, "Grandma Rabbit's on the phone," which is my grandma who was sick. I called her that after a kid's storybook about an amazing grandma that was a rabbit who was cool. And so I was like, "Grandma Rabbit, you know, what? I miss you. What are you doing?" Like, basically, I wanted to know everything because I really thought we were best friends. Or we were, probably, to me in my 8-year-old mind. And so she, you know, was very calm, and it sounded like she was loud and busy in a bus station. And the weird thing that I've always done since I was a kid is when I'm on the phone with people physically, I just kind of see an image of where they are. Like, I don't know if it's made up or what it is, but I like can always see it in my head. And so in this instance, I really saw a train station, which now that I'm older and I look back on it, it's weird because I had never been to a train station in my life. So I just saw a train station, and I heard like a lot of bustling and kind of like train sounds, and she was just really calm, but she was also kind of in a hurry. And I kept asking her, "When am I going to see you again? I miss you," you know. And she now that I look back on it, she never told me that she was going to see me again, but she did tell me, you know, "I really miss you and I love you. Do you know Grandma loves you a lot?" And she just pretty much told me that. I was like, "When am I going to get to go home and see you?" And she told me I get to go home soon, but she didn't tell me that I would see her. But I didn't catch on to that actually until this conversation. And she got the phone, and I just thought it was so weird. And I went back outside to play. Maybe like an hour, 2-3 hours later, I saw my grandma in the house, and she was just kind of walking back and forth across the glass. And then eventually she called us in, and she sat us all down on the couch, and we thought we were in trouble. Like, maybe we had, like, you know, we were kids terrorizing in the South in the summertime. Maybe we broke something we weren't supposed to, but it was just really serious. She turned off the TV and she told us that my grandma had died. And the weird thing about my grandma dying, this is what I forgot in the previous story, she had died about 2 weeks prior to that, actually, like a week and a half, and the funeral was ready and everything. So she was like, "Yeah, we're gonna have to leave tomorrow to go to the funeral." And so it was very weird for me because I asked her about it, like, but she just called and my grandma would not admit it. Like, I just freaked out as a kid because to me, it made me feel like a little insane and crazy, like it didn't happen. But I knew that it did. Even at the funeral, like, everyone expected me to be screaming and crying, but I just sat in a rocking chair on the front porch and I didn't cry because I didn't think that she was dead. And no, there was nothing anyone could say to convince me that she had passed away. Because I was like, I just spoke to her. To this day, she's never appeared to me or, you know, physically or nothing like that. But I do have a lot of other girl stories, but specifically her, I've never heard from her again or seen her again, but it's just the weirdest thing. And to this day, my grandma, she's older and even I asked her once, well, you really don't talk about things like that, but I asked her once when I got older and she would not admit it. She just pretended like she didn't know what I was talking about. But anyway, we love your show. I love your show. And I hope you guys have a good day. I tried to keep it short, but thank you so much for making great content for us to listen to. And I hope you guys have a wonderful day.
Thanks for sharing that story with us. This sounds like a ghost story, very much so, that they were getting some sort of, you know, communication. I do have a possible explanation, but I don't think it applies here whatsoever.
Okay, what's that?
It's so over on the true crime world, following a story about the Gilgo Beach murderers, the Long Island serial killer. His name is Rex Huerman, allegedly. He's been charged with all of these crimes. But something that whoever did this, if it's him, allegedly did, was once the victims were gone and he had killed them and put them in the beach, he would take their cell phones and he'd call family members from them. So you have people creepy who know that their loved one is dead, and they start getting phone calls from their dead loved one. I would initially think it's ghostly, and then you put it all together later and it's just this sadistic asshole that's doing this to these family members. So unless the grandmother was a victim of the Long Island serial killer or some other horrible human being like that, probably a ghost story there.
Yeah, you know, you never put anything past a human being, even when it comes to death. Some people are just nasty and they'll just do the worst things after a family member dies or a friend dies. Humans are the worst, period.
I agree. If there's a way to be evil, humans are pretty good at picking up on that and running with it to such an extreme. Thank you for sharing that story. 855-853-4802 is our number. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all of that, go to ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. An Apple Podcast has it now. You can sign up there and get all the premium content. Even try it for 3 days free through Apple Podcasts today. Until next time, for Todd and all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Give your walls the most advanced protection with Pittsburgh's Paramount Interior Paint and Primer in 1. It's scuff, scrub, and wear resistant, while also blocking stains and delivering true one coat coverage. Choose from thousands of color options and refresh your space for spring. View our entire selection of paint and accessories today on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to find great deals happening this week.
Save big money at
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, And you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.